Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journalist, Sportsnet 590. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring, along with Derek Brandale. We are shepherding you through the outdoors this wonderful weekend. Co-hosting with me live in person in studio, Nikki V.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Would you fall out of bed this morning?
At
about 8:30?
It was 7:30. My alarm went off. And then I hit snooze for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I hit it again a couple times.
Yeah. I've been there with you before during those times. Joining us is a very good friend of mine who I have to say I've been thinking about every day for the last 90 days and have not reached out to him. And I thought I would say this before he gives me hell on the air. His name is Keith Beasley from Canada and Rough. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
How's it going? I'm good. I'm on my way to some fishing right now, so I'm hoping you can hear me all right. So, beautiful,
yes.
Sunny day, and I can't wait to get outside.
Where are you off to, buddy?
I'm headed down Highway 7 eastbound from Peterborough. We're headed to Crow River.
Nice.
We were going to go there today.
Yes.
We found out that the falls part of it was closed on the weekend.
Oh, possibly. First of all, let me apologize. I've been thinking about calling you for the last 90 days, just so that you know. Okay.
So are you admitting that publicly?
Yep. I'm saying that publicly.
Okay.
And every day I say, I got to call Keith. I haven't talked to him in ages. I got to call Keith. And then next thing you know, it's the next day. And I'm saying the same thing over again. So I guess the only way I can get to talk to you is to have you on air.
Well, it seems to work. I mean, we've chatted here a lot, so it's a nice spot to catch up.
I think we're about to embark. Let me underline that. I think we're about to embark on our shooting schedule for the Fishing Canada show here in the next week to 10 days. How are you guys coping with this whole madness called COVID?
Yeah, it's been challenging, Angelo. So as you know, this is our busy season. So luckily, spring turkey season, we didn't travel for it. We do that all at home. But you know, just setting up the night before for filming, two blinds and two vehicles, and everything was significantly different just to get the production done. But then when bear season came, we found ourselves in isolated cabins in the woods or tents out away from everybody else. So. Not exactly the worst way to spend your week, but just different. So we've had a couple amazing bear hunts, amazing spring turkey hunts. But luckily, everything gets to lay low now until fall. And hopefully, Angel, fingers crossed, things are better by then.
Well, I mean, we're doing great. I think from an Ontario and Canada standpoint, I think we're doing great. Obviously, the rest of the world, not so much, especially south of the border. But, you know, I'm very optimistic about getting back on track.
Well, I am, too. And I know for all the anglers and hunters out there listening, I mean, this is something that it's allowing us to spend more time outdoors enjoying it. So it's just a matter of finding the right place and to get out and do it and to get outside. So
I don't mean this in a smart ass sort of way, but you have had to, during this period of lockdown, you've spent a lot more time at home, which you normally wouldn't be. You'd be on the road traveling. Anything you've learned about parenting in this last 90 days?
So, first and foremost, my wife's a way better human being than me. That's number one. But number two, anybody that homeschools out there deserves a medal. It's a different breed, man. That's not a lot of fun. I have five of them, as you know, and yeah, homeschooling them was not. I don't even take any credit for it. My wife did the majority of that, but. It was like trying to herd a bunch of squirrels. They just did not want to be inside doing math. So,
it's funny how much when this is all said and done, how many things we're going to talk about that are totally unrelated to the normal problems that most folks are having. A lot of them will be related to kids and how we've learned something about them that we didn't know. That's for sure. It's been an absolute blast. I'm housing two grandchildren during this whole pandemic myself. So
are you admitting to not knowing something?
I did not say that publicly, did I?
I think you did. I think you said we're going to learn something we do not know about.
True.
Blank.
I did. I'm willing to admit it for sure.
Whoa.
Keith, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, one of the reasons I was going to reach out to you earlier on was to talk about the Trump administration reversal on that controversial issue of hunting practices in Alaska National Game Preserves. What's your take on that?
You know what, and I'm not up to speed on that exact legislation or not, but okay. So I really can't speak of that with any authority. But I mean, there's been a lot of things going on since you and I've last chatted with our own government, let alone the Trump government. And at the end of the day, hunting and guns seems to not be a very popular topic among governments. And it's something that the hunting and the shooting world's taken note of, because it's pretty scary stuff at times.
You know, I still don't understand it, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. It's not a big secret, in as much as I have absolutely no issues with hunting. In fact, I embrace it. I do not participate, not because I don't not because I'm against it. I just don't have the time, and I'd love to. You know, you and I have talked about it a million times that you said you want to take me out on some sort of a hunt, and I'd love to do it. So I have no issues with that. But it just seems to me that. And I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. How we can connect legitimate hunters and hunting to criminal activity is just totally beyond me. And how we as a society have allowed politicians to put this platform forward that somehow hunters and legitimate gun owners are connected to gangbangers and street crime. I don't understand how that's happened.
And I think that's why there's so much offense taken on our part, because it has nothing to do with the hunting groups or the hunting firearms, or there's no connection. And even we get in the politics behind it's really a tough conversation, but you get into a lot of these big crimes, and more recent ones in 2020, they were done with illegal firearms. They weren't even legally purchased in our country or legally license. So, but I think it's a slippery slope, Angelo, and it starts with people that believe that we shouldn't be harming animals to eat. And that's where we get a lot of, like, how dare you shoot that to feed your family? And that's, I think, where we've just gone in a major paradigm shift, where I think that's the slope. So we get connected with that. And it's not Disney's fault, but it goes back to when Bambi was invented, or, you know, all these movies. Tarzan, when the guy comes in just to kill the gorillas, like, it's just we get connected. You have a gun, you want to hurt or kill something, and 100% kills a sensitive word, and 100% stuff needs to die to have chicken nuggets or hamburgers or steak. But it's done in hunting ways that we don't think about as being bad, because we feel we're just part of a system that's part of conservation and helping manage wildlife. And we're all here as humans now. We just got to do it. So I think that's the beginning of it. We get painted with a bad brush that we're shooting stuff, and then it just carries on to we're just bad people. And I think that's obviously that's wrong, but that's the message that politicians don't seem to listen to. And that's what scares me.
Let's ask a 17-year-old who is not involved in hunting, not because he doesn't want to, but just hasn't done it yet. How what's the picture out there? What's going on?
I it's hard to say. I think everyone's just got their own sort of view on it. I don't think anyone my age sees someone who hunts as a bad person per se.
All right.
But I don't know how many of them would actually want to go hunting,
right,
for the idea of shooting an animal.
Right.
Right.
So it's like Keith says, a slippery slope.
Yeah, it's
a
slippery slope.
Yeah, that's craziness.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though, they'd all love those. Great comment.
Go ahead, Keith.
Sorry, go ahead. Well, I just think it's a great comment, but as quick as they wouldn't want to come with us, and I respect that, it's not for everybody. If you look back into tradition and history and communities, there was hunters and gatherers in the group that was their role. But those same kids that you just mentioned there, they're probably happily going to eat a Big Mac, or they're going to happily eat a steak.
And that's not a bad thing,
and that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you gave them a venison steak as well, they'd probably scoff that down without second thought.
I think it's just an illusion, right? And it's one, hunting hasn't done a good job, but we've just gone about our business because our dad did it, our grandpa did it, our grandma did it, and our mom and dad taught it to us, but we've never connected us to being bad or doing something wrong. So now that it's getting painted with such a brush and then gets connected to criminal activity through banning firearms that have nothing to do, that have been prohibited for years, and now they're banning... It's honestly hard to even stomach some of it, but it has nothing to do with curbing criminal behavior. It's just people trying to make laws to appease a group that I don't think fully understands what the situation is, and that's my take on it.
As long as we've got folks like you and your brothers putting out product like Canada in the Rough, I'm hoping that our side will win, my friend.
I don't know if there's ever a win in the world we live in today is, but there is a way to say that we're all working together and trying to make it better.
Here, here. I won't keep you from your fishing, buddy. You get out there, and what are you targeting today?
We're going after smallmouth today, so there's going to be some tube jigs, some top water, and just try to have a little bit of fun. So,
I enjoy, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Good luck.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Keith Beasley from Canada in the Rough, Canada's favorite, can't be Canada's favorite fishing show because that's a Fishing Canada show, but certainly Canada's favorite hunting show without question.